since 1988.
As you all know by now, you're used to it. At the top of every show, we go inside the Beltway with the true insiders from Talk Radio News. Victoria Jones joins us. Always a pleasure to chat with Victoria. Victoria, what was the reaction in D.C. to Newt Gingrich taking South Carolina?
Well, it depends who you talk to. I mean, I think if you talk to anybody in the Republican establishment, it was a little bit of jibber, 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 oh, oh, oh. God, what do I do now? Because there was some real starting to worryness that if Mitt Romney can't pull out a decisive win in Florida, that this thing's going to run and run, and he's really got to show that he's capable of some real wins. He's only had one win so far, and that was in his own backyard. And you know, he's running to the right of Newt, which sounds like the sensible thing to do, but by doing that, he might lose the kinds of people, which is moderate Republicans and like wealthy postgraduate Republicans who liked him in the first place.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think it's interesting, like you said, it's this primary now, forget it, it goes past Super Tuesday if it's eeny, meeny, miny, mo. And I would think for the Democrats, they probably like that there's not one sure candidate, whoever it was, it is going to be, whether it's Romney or whether it's Newt Gingrich or somebody else. For the Democrats, doesn't this play better?
Yeah, I think for the Democrats, I think they like that. I think they like the possibility that they're going to be, you know, bothered with their own concerns and have less time to, you know, to be bothered with Barack Obama. Of course, they're going to keep, you know, going after Barack Obama, but as long as they have to keep ripping out each other's hearts, they're not going to be going after Obama's.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely. All right, speaking of ripping out people's hearts, Gabby Giffords, it doesn't matter what your politics were, everybody really felt awful for her when she was shot over a year ago. She's a survivor, and she's made remarkable progress, but just not enough. So now there's this resignation, and there's going to be a special election for her Arizona House seat. That's pretty big in itself, but also the Giffords reaction. I'm sure a lot of people were also talking about that.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, it's quite powerful today. She's visiting, she got a session plan with local officials and community leaders today. She did the meeting with law enforcement officials, victims, rescue workers, bystanders who are at the Congress on your corner supermarket parking lot meet and greet. And she was going to visit the family assistance center at a local food bank that was created with money donated in her honor. And today will be her last in Tucson before she hands in her resignation letter to Boehner later in the week. And then she'll be at the State of the Union tomorrow night. And of course, her presence will give a sense of good feeling for a couple of minutes at least.
Yeah, exactly, for at least a couple of minutes. All right, so the Supreme Court, you and I both always follow closely what's going on there. This was a big one today. They ruled that warrantless GPS tracking by the cops is unconstitutional. Boy, this is interesting that they went in this direction, although I can't say I'm surprised. Are you?
I was surprised. I thought they were going to go in the other direction. I wanted them to go in this direction, personally, but they have been eroding quite a lot of privacy provisions recently, and they've been giving a lot of deference to police, so I wasn't sure which way they were going to go. But it was a unanimous ruling, and it was very interesting because they split 5-4 over the reasoning, with Justice Antonin Scalia ruling for the majority, saying that as conceived in the 18th century, the Fourth Amendment's protection was of persons, houses, papers, and effects. So that would extend to cars, effectively. And that was him, Robert Kennedy, Clarence Thomas, and Sonia Sotomayor. And then Justice Alito split from his fellow conservatives and joined Ginsburg, Breyer, and Kagan. When he went further and said, no, the search didn't just violate property rights, but an individual's reasonable expectations of privacy. And in fact, he went even further in a way for him, because he's considered a bit of an originalist, and he faulted the majority for trying to apply 18th century legal concepts to 21st century technologies.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Amazing. Absolutely. So we'll see now the reaction to that. Of course, here in America tonight, we'll be taking lots of calls on it, 800-259-5791. Victoria Jones, Talk Radio News, always a pleasure. You have a good one.
Thank you so much. You too.
All right, so in talking to Victoria, I think that, as I mentioned there, what a smart ruling by the Supreme Court. You know, stay out of our backyards, a little bit less big brother. You know how I feel about that. Smaller is better, not necessarily the other way around when it comes to government, especially when we're talking about overload as far as being able to, I'll call it, spy on us. Really? I mean, how many of us honestly feel that the government doesn't know everything about us? You know, it's the old joke where people say, well, they know everything about us anyway. And so many of you call the show and say the same thing. Hey, we know it's true, but do we need to have a GPS to track us? No. So the fact that the Supreme Court ruled that police violated the Constitution by using a GPS to track a suspect's car without a warrant, I think, bravo. There's a reason why they call them warrants. There's a reason why you have to have enough evidence to convince a judge, at least you hope it works that way in the real world, that you have something there to actually go after somebody. So the decision is a huge one for privacy, for civil liberties, in an age where technology sometimes clashes with that. And thank goodness this is one time where it went the right way without a decision. You know, it's like looking at that Electronic Communications Privacy Act, something that kicked in the mid-'80s that basically set up a law for a baseline for when cops can look at electronic information. So this time around, when you're talking about GPS and a form of spying on us, that's what it is. I mean, it's a form of spying on us. You have to have the legal means. You have to have the warrant. There's a reason, like I just said, why we have warrants. So bravo. This was a good thing that happened, a good thing that happened here. So often when we come on there and we talk about things being taken away, they took this away, this is happening, this is being challenged, and this is a case that moved in the right direction. Hey, coming up in this hour of America tonight, we're going to check the mailbag. We're also going to look at a couple of different things, including, yes, another debate. How many debates have there been? There's been like 20 debates. When this is all done, is there going to be, I don't know, 60 Republican debates? You have to say this, that anybody left standing has got to sharpen their skills at debating. They're going to get better. You know, they say you get better with reps. So if Santorum or Romney or Gingrich or Paul, yeah, they were okay in the debate kind of thing on the stage. They have to get better because they're doing so many of them. It's exhausting keeping up with this pace. But are you learning anything new or different that might make you say, you know what, I didn't really like what they were saying before, but now I think I'm going to think about them in a different light, whether it's talking about English as the official language. The whole immigration question was brought up this time around, because remember, as they move from state to state, it's going to focus on what that state cares about. Some of that will be pushed, I think, in the questions, and that was on NBC. Brian Williams was the moderator, and it was in Florida, so immigration is a huge part of that. The English and as the language was a huge part, too. So we're going to let you hear some of the things that happened in the debate, including Romney and Gingrich, Gingrich and Romney. Usually those two on the stage now lately, they're the opening act where they go after each other, and so nothing changed there. We got that coming up around the bend. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We're going to dive into the latest debate. You know, it's like an episode of The Real Housewives. It's like The Real Republicans. Will The Real Republicans stand up? That they should name it something as it moves from network to network and moves from state to state. But all joking aside, I think if you really watch them and you're undecided, if you're going to vote for sure Republican no matter what, if your mantra is anybody but Obama, then you got to watch everybody and what they're saying. Unless you're completely decided, you got your guy. Because a lot of people thought Kane, Mr. 999, was their guy, and then poof, there he went. A lot of people called this show and they lacked Rick Perry. Rick Perry, poof. Gone. A lot of people called the show and they liked Michelle Bachmann, which I never thought she had any chance whatsoever. But she was out there and she was giving it her best, right, in these debates anyway. And she was talking up a storm all over the place, getting some news coverage. And some of you really like Michelle Bachmann. Poof, she's gone. So that means if you say anybody but the guy who's at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue now, and please, please, don't tell me you're one of those people that says, well, if I don't get who I like, I'm just going to sit on my hands and I'm not going to vote. Because boo-hoo, shame on you. I think you should vote. We live in a free country. We have a voting system where you at least get to say whether you like the people that are before you or not. You get a chance to vote versus having a gun to your head and somebody stuffing a ballot box. You need to exercise that right. I think the biggest sin in our election process is the fact that, one, the popular vote doesn't count more, and two, that people just are so laissez-faire about it. You know, voting, yeah, maybe I'll vote if I have a chance. Absentee, ooh, past the deadline. Darn, I was too busy. I was too busy texting. I forgot about the election. So if it is that battle cry of, I'm not voting for this guy to get in again, then you should be paying attention to what's happening. Because now you got four on the stage, and I think they're going to be here for a while now. This is not what I originally thought. I think if we re-racked a bunch of shows maybe a month and a half ago, I would have said Super Tuesday. Because I did think that it would go beyond South Carolina and Florida, but I really suspected that Super Tuesday would be, it's getting closer to who it might be. I don't think so now. Now I think the course is we're going through all these primaries, and this thing is going to go all the way. This show, the Real Republican Please Stand Up, is going to go all the way through June. Yeah. And it is going to rival some of the news shows on NBC, CBS, and ABC. Because how many people tune into the debate versus the other stuff that is out there? So we'll dive into all of that. But another big, big story that we didn't mention yet is the TSA. Oh, you know how I love the TSA. So the TSA gets into a scrape with Senator Rand Paul from Kentucky. Oh, yep. And what happened was something that has happened to many of us. When you feel that hair on the back of your neck stand up and you don't like the fact of the way you're being dressed down when you're going through security. So Senator Paul refused the pat down on Monday. So this went back and forth over the techniques at the airport because, of course, both Pauls, Ron Paul, the congressman from Texas who's running for president, and the senator from Kentucky have been critical of TSA. I mean, they're quoted all over the place, both of them, saying it's ridiculous, it's a joke, we need to shut it down. This happened at Nashville when Paul was going through there. It made him miss a flight to Washington on Monday morning after he refused to agree to a hand search. So Rand Paul said that he offered to go back through an X-ray machine after there was something on his leg that hit the trigger the alarms off. And he said, listen, I'll go back, no problem. And they apparently told him, no, you must do as you're told. You must do as you are told. So in his own words, here's Rand Paul.
I said, well, can I talk on my phone? They said, if you talk on your phone, you'll get the full body treatment. So I don't want the full body pat down, but I do need to call somebody to tell them I'm not going to be coming to Washington. It was an ordeal, but I think it's an ordeal for a lot of travelers. I think it's an indignity that we're going through that's not making us safer. Why does it take so much to figure out that just get back in line and go right through the screening again?
And I agree with him. What is the big deal? Why don't you just go through the X-ray machine again? That's what would normally happen in the old days. You would just go through. Let them go through. Why do you have to have the pat-down? I'm not a fan of that. That's nothing new for me. I've talked about it before. I've never had that happen to me. I've gone through the X-ray machine and something's gone off. And actually, they have let me go through again. I didn't get the offer to get patted down. So he flies through the airport at least once a week. For a very long time, he's been doing that. And he has in the past been allowed to go through the X-ray machines when something set off an alarm. This is, I think, what set him off. And he does agree that, you know, you need security and everybody should go through some kind of security. But there's this breaking point and we are screwing up people with the privacy thing and invading dignity. I like the way he said that, invading their dignity. That's what's happening. The pat down does nothing for anyone. I mean, it's just like the pat down with the kids until it got so ridiculous. Now there's signs saying that children don't have to do this or they don't have to take off their shoes or whatever, because that's what happens. Something's pointed out that is ridiculous. You have a six-year-old crying, going through security, and then they change the process. This is the way our government works. Instead of being in front of it, we're behind it. It's always about reaction instead of action to things that are happening. Somebody is in charge of this. John Pistole is in charge of this. So if he's the head of the TSA, yes, we understand, just like Senator Paul said, that you have to have security. Okay, we get that. You have to have security. But where is the line where it's out of control? I mean, ultimately, when you have senior citizens, the harassment we've seen there, the gropes, the grabs, the nonsense, it's just not right. It's just not right. There has to be a better way to do this. And I've said it, if I were the person who was in charge of setting up the TSA, I'm sorry. If you're going to have people that are there at our airports who are looking to stop somebody from getting through, because that's, let's face it, that's what it is. You're trying to stop something from happening on an airplane or in the airport as you get into the deeper recesses of the airport where the planes are ultimately pushing back from the gates and taking off, then why wouldn't you have people who know human behavior who are watching for things at the gates? Retired cops, detectives, that kind of thing. Why wouldn't you have more of those people? Why wouldn't that happen? Shouldn't that burden also be placed on somebody else? And the answer is yes. Because if we're spending federal money on this, this is just asinine. And he proves the point. Because look what happens. He says, no, I won't do it. Can I just use my phone? No, he refuses. And then he goes through back again, and then that's it. And, of course, he's a senator, so it becomes a big deal. And what TSA said is the passenger, Paul, was rebooked on another flight and was rescreened without incident. You know, that word, without incident, that's the common phrase that you'll hear be recited back from the TSA. Without incident, without incident. Yeah, without incident, my foot, it was blasted all over the place. You know, the children, the people with disabilities, the older people, we know this, though. We've been down this road. We've talked about it a bazillion times. There's a better way to do this. If you were in charge, I mean, let me ask you this, since we're going down this tangent here on America Tonight. If you were in charge, what would you do? What would you, you know, ultimately, what would you say is the fair thing, the right thing to do? We get security. Because, I mean, if you don't want any security, then don't fly. Then you got to walk, take buses, do something else. I understand the need for security, but then I understand the need for privacy and the privacy, our privacy rights being eroded at these gates. But this is such a layup to talk about this because pretty much I bet most of you listening to me are in agreement with me. You might not think so. Maybe you think, well, that's crazy, tough tiddlywinks. If something goes off and they have to pat you down, they have to pat you down. This is America now. Somebody did write me a note one time like that. It was, I remember her name, Margo in South Dakota, said, if you don't like the pat-downs, then you don't like flying, because that's what we've been reduced to since 9/11. You want to keep all the other passengers safe, that's what you have to go through. But I think there's a better way to do that. So the TSA turned him away, missed the flight, but then ultimately caught another flight, went back through, and didn't get the pat down. That's the thing. Any thoughts on it? Flip me a call, 800-259-5791, or send me an email at americatonight.net. Oh, the sounds of yet another Republican debate. I can hear him marching down the hall toward us. Ooh, that's next.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you.
Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to MySolarBackup.com for more information. That's MySolarBackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Hope your week is off to a roaring start, not like Senator Paul's, where he was stuck with a choice of a pat down or missing a flight to Washington. So here's the deal. The candidates once again on the stage for the reality show that's moving from state to state. This time it's Florida, because the Florida vote is the next one that comes in. The momentum now has switched to Newt Gingrich. In fact, what's interesting is Newt Gingrich is moving up once again in the polls, but will it translate in Florida in the next couple of stops for these primaries? I happen to see the question of the day. You know, every website has a question of the day. We did that. We've had one that's lingered for a little while about the whole iPhone and privacy things and that kind of stuff. But I read one today that was a pretty open-ended question that we could ask here on America Tonight, and it's what we've been talking about all along the way. Will Newt Gingrich be the candidate to challenge Barack Obama? And on this particular website, the vote, the no vote, was overwhelming. 74%, yes, just 26%. But I'm sure I could find another website where it was flipped in the other direction. One thing's for certain, of the four that are left, the two that are attacking each other the most are Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich on a whole bunch of things, from the economy to Newt's role in Freddie Mac. So because that's become such an issue before the latest debates, Newt Gingrich released his contract with the giant mortgage broker, government mortgage broker, to try to clear things up, or he thought he was clearing things up anyway. And the consulting firm that Newt Gingrich worked for in 2006 was paid $25,000 a month. And this is all because of the criticism that he lobbied on behalf of the government-backed mortgage finance firm, which, you know, look at what's happened in the housing crisis as a result of that. So the document that was made public by his group that was founded back in 2000 just covers 2006, because that firm actually had consulting services to Freddie Mac for about 6 years in total. The figure that keeps floating around is that Gingrich got almost $2 million to his firm, and they say that's generally accurate. I mean, if we were going to be right on the money, probably 1.7, something like that, and for consulting and a couple of other things. It's not very specific on what the work is. So listen to what Mitt Romney says to Gingrich, and then listen back to Gingrich.
They don't pay people $25,000 a month for 6 years as historians. That adds up to about $1.6 million. They weren't hiring you as an historian, and this contract proves that you were not an historian. You were a consultant.
There's a point in this process where it gets unnecessarily personal and nasty, and that's sad. The fact is, I've had a very long career of trying to represent the people of Georgia and, as Speaker, the people of the United States. What's the gross revenue of Bain in the years you were associated with it? What's the gross revenue?
Very substantial, but I think it's irrellevant compared to the fact that you were working for Freddie Mac.
Wait a second.
You were
working very for substantial? Did Bain ever do any work with any company, which did any work with the government, like Medicare?
We didn't do any work with the government. I didn't have an office in K Street.
I think it's pretty clear to say that I have never, ever gone and done any lobbying. In fact, we brought in an expert on lobbying law and trained all of our staff, and that expert is prepared to testify.
Dun, 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 dun. Do you want your president to be a street fighter? So I think the show between the two of them is going to continue all the way through as long as they're both in the race. Rick Santorum, on the other hand, made it very clear he's the poor guy. He is so poor. He will tell you anything about his taxes, anything about his family. He has no trouble releasing whatever you want to know. Listen to what he had to say.
This is something I think is important temporarily to put in place to allow people the freedom to be able to go out and get out from underneath these houses that they're holding on to and at least get some relief from the federal government for doing so.
Because he says he got relief from the federal government. He's talking about tax deductions for the losses because things were brought up about the housing industry and the fact that the subprime lending sunk us, especially in Florida, because the houses are underwater in Florida. You still can get a waterfront property that costs at one point $500,000, you can get it for, you know, $200,000 in some places. There's no doubt that people have upside down mortgages, a lot of them in the Sunshine State. So that's what Santorum's referring to and mentioned in his own personal way that he would release his taxes and that the tax deductions were necessary in his case, too. So then you move to Ron Paul, and Ron Paul's question, and it's one that we've talked about a lot on ATN, he could really sink the Republicans because he has a loyal following if he decided to do a third-party thing and say, forget it, I'm sick of this, and I'm not really getting a lot of the attention, and am I going to be able to get this nomination the way the voting's going down in these primaries? What if I spun off into a third party? So he talked about a third party, and he also threw in there, because his whole thing is about let's not start another war. We're dumping money on foreign soil. We can't afford to do that when our deficit is almost at $17 trillion. So he added that, too, in part of the discussion on the stage in this debate.
I have no plans to do that, no intention, and when I've been pressed on it, they asked me why, and I said, I don't want to. We have too many wars. The people want to come home, and they certainly don't want a hot war in Iran right now, and I think that would be the most foolish thing in the world to do right now. Is take on Iran.
All right, he says we can't take on Iran, and of course, you know, there's the big standoff in the Strait of Hormuz. At this point, nothing has happened, just a lot of talk from the Iranians about don't you dare come through here and do this and do that, but nothing nobody's pulled the trigger on anything yet at this point. It is very much a hot button, though. It's a powder keg that could go up in smoke at any moment. And I, for one, don't agree with Paul in this case. I agree with the money that's being spent on foreign soil in the past and in areas where we know that they're secure and the country is taking the money from us, because why wouldn't they take the money? Why wouldn't they have more of our soldiers than necessary in Germany or wherever? And there are plenty of places we could point to on a map, and he's right, where that's unnecessary and it would add up to a lot of money. But with Iran, I'm tired of the rhetoric. I'm tired of the nonsense with the supreme leader and Ahmadinejad. So I say if we have to jump into the fray there, we got to do it. And that's the way it is. Or we just keep playing the standoff game and say threaten these sanctions, and then ultimately does it really do anything? I don't think you can negotiate. You can't negotiate with terrorists. To me, they're terrorists. I don't see how you can negotiate with Ahmadinejad. So therefore, this makes it a different set of circumstances. In fact, I would have focused more on Iran than some of the other areas where we focused in the Middle East. So that's a big question mark, and that's one that keeps coming up and will come up more in the debates to be certain. Now, in mentioning in what you just heard there, at this point, because you had three different winners, and remember, this is just preliminary stuff. This is the race for delegates. This is all that noise that's happening in the Republican side of this, because the incumbent is Barack Obama, so he gets the Democratic nomination. We know that. There's not going to be a challenger there. There was some noise about Hillary, but that wasn't true, and nothing was happening there. So the Democrat is the incumbent president, and whoever is going to be ultimately on the stage in the end, who's going to be the last man standing. So now in the new poll, as I was mentioning, I alluded to it, Newt Gingrich has surged to a statistical tie with Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney is, like it or not, is the establishment choice for the Republican Party. I've talked to too many policymakers. I've talked to too many strategists. They want Romney. They're pushing Romney, no doubt. I'm not saying that Gingrich doesn't have fans, doesn't have backers in the party, or previously former congressmen or senators who held certain positions. But the establishment group, they are pushing Romney. However, the former House Speaker has 28% of registered Republicans, the backing of 28%. Romney has 29%. What does that tell you? The whole thing with the ex-wife, forget about it, that didn't matter. And the way things are trending now, you also have with Santorum and Ron Paul, they're in that second tier at this point. I mean, do we know that that can't flip in a different direction? So you've got Ron Paul, he had 13% of the support. I mean, he's pretty much not campaigning very heavily in Florida. So that's not necessarily a surprise. Rick Santorum had 11%, so he's down slightly. And remember, this is a sampling at this point. When the rubber meets the road and the primary is in full swing at the end of the month, then it's a little bit different than the polls, because we've seen that. We saw what happened with Romney. He was the guy, in all the polls, and then he wasn't the guy. He didn't win Iowa, and he didn't win South Carolina, even though it wasn't thought necessarily that he would win it. We're going to talk to more strategists coming up this week on America Tonight, for what it's worth, to get their two cents, people who have been in the game for a while, the game of politics. So what does that mean with Gingrich on the rise? What does it mean that for the rest of the party? What does it mean if the people keep pushing for Gingrich and not Mitt Romney? What does that mean? John Christopher Vua is going to join us. He's a White House correspondent for a very long time from Sky TV. He's going to join us on our show tomorrow to look at this debate and the politics overall of what's happening on the Republican side of things and what the Democrats are doing. What's their strategy behind the scenes? We're checking the mail next.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled AffinityHealthProducts.com. HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Lots of thoughts on these debates, the Republicans, the problems in the nation, and some other things that are really getting under your skin. So I always invite you to send me your thoughts at AmericaTonight.net. Without further ado, let's run down to the mail room and check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, this one is from John Von G. He says, Kate, this was a nasty one. I thought Romney was terrible on those fronts, like a rabid dog. Paul was probably the best of the rest. Brian Williams was just playing nothing but a face. Thanks for your voice, John. Well, he was a tan face. Did anyone notice that Brian Williams had a tan? I don't think it was a spray-on tan. So I thought, wow, somebody's getting some rest. He was kind of vanilla-y. That's what I would say. Maybe that's what he means, nothing but a face. And then they had the two Tampa people, which I thought that was kind of weird. Not weird that they brought in local people That was probably pretty smart because one was a writer, so he covers all the issues. But I didn't think they added much to it. I don't know if it was the format or what. But who cares about that? For what John's saying is it was nasty. I thought it was nasty, too. And we played a bunch of that, so you heard. And it's really Romney and Gingrich, for the most part, that are trying to knock down each other. Then every once in a while, you'll see Santorum jump in there. But he's sort of the afterthought. Hey, these two are disagreeing, so I'm going to kind of throw in a little here. But not really. It's really the two of them that are going neck and neck, and it's over Bain Capital, and it's over Freddie. It's over money, who was peddling influence, who didn't release their tax return, who didn't do this, who didn't do that. The one thing that Gingrich did, which John is right when he says about Romney, I agree, Romney did come off nasty, like a rabid dog. I mean, John probably said it better than I could have come up with the words, because the things he kept repeating, the things that he was saying over and over again, it was like he was waiting, just waiting to pounce on Gingrich, and Gingrich gave it back to him, but he'd say, listen, why are we wasting the time? So he massaged it. He came off softer. That was the difference. Actually, Gingrich, who's known to every once in a while have that temper that could pop off, and people are talking about that, he pulled back a little bit. He was a little bit of a softer sell in Florida, I think, than of all the debates. And Romney was just trying to throw it back on him about K Street and about the money that was spent and, you know, all that kind of stuff. But this is why, John, people are watching these debates. Even the most liberal Democrats are sitting there with a bowl of popcorn, I'm not kidding you, and watching to see what's happening. This is why all these networks and cable networks and, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, I'll call them the free networks. That's why they're all wrestling to get these dates, because they know people are going to be watching what's happening, or at least parts of it. Which it seems it's crazy, because I can't remember these many debates ever. Certainly not in my lifetime, we've never had that many debates. Yes, there have been Republican debates, Democratic debates, but this many? Even when the Democrats were going full force in the last election, you didn't see this. I know you didn't see this many. And this is just the beginning. There's a lot more coming. There's a lot more coming down the pike. All right, here's another one. This we got from Brad, and what he wrote is, why promote Ron Paul for president? He would be 77 by election time. One look at him on TV, it's obvious that he even looks older than he is. He's too old to take on government that is trillions of dollars in debt. I do not think he would last under the load, and there is no hope that he could run in 2016, as he would be 81 years old. No one even mentions his age. I think it's strange that his age is ignored when it's so important to being the head of such a tremendous job of the presidency. All right, Brad says, Brad from Iowa, historian. We have talked about his age, Brad. People have talked about his age, but it's become a non-issue, though, with people. And I don't know if it's because in the polls and in the results so far, he's in it, he's in the middle of it, but he's not at the top of the list. If he was coming out and he won South Carolina, or he wins Florida, or he were to win any of the upcoming primaries, then more would come up about Ron Paul, and one of the things that people would talk about would be the age issue. And somebody would easily flip that around and say, well, isn't that wisdom? If somebody's a little bit older, they've been a doctor, they've been through a war, they've been a legislator and had to go up and butt heads with different ideas than the establishment, I hate that word, the establishment Republicans, the club, then wouldn't that make them a tougher president? Wouldn't that make them battle-tested, if you will? Is his age a factor? Is he just too old to be president? Do you think that's just too old for president? Is it better to have somebody in their late 40s, 50s, max 60? That's why I thought it was so funny when people would talk about Hillary Clinton, because that's what I thought. Once Hillary Clinton didn't get the nomination and Obama did, and he gets his 4 years. Now he's running for his second four, and if he gets another four, then people were even saying, well, 8 years of Obama, now it's Hillary's turn. No way. She's not going to go into her 70s and run for president. She's not doing that anyway. This is it. Secretary of State, think about it. She's already done it. First Lady, from First Lady to Senator of New York to Secretary of State, it's not happening. Wishful thinking for people who are big-time Clinton backers that want to see that happen. That's not happening. And age is a factor there. She's done the course. She's done the run. There's no chance, no how, no matter how these elections turn out, that I think you see her trying to get that nomination. I don't believe so. So should there be an age factor for presidents? Should there be some kind of a mental cutoff point that, oof, well, you know, you got to be in this 40, 50, 60 max range, or, you know, that's just too old. One thing that does happen, maybe this would be an advantage for Ron Paul, when somebody gets in these jobs, well, when somebody becomes the leader of the free world, I won't say jobs, I won't even talk about the other jobs, cabinet jobs or whatever, when they get in the position of being president, notice how they age. Look at Obama when he first got into office, and now look at Clinton during the Clinton years. Look at Bush, both Bushes, when they went through the White House. It rings you out. You can see the aging process. It is rapid. What would it do to a woman? Because we don't age as well as men. Look at what it's done to all these presidents. You see the picture of when they come in, and then you see the picture of them when they go out, and it's just ragged. It's on their face. It's on their face, whatever it is they're dealing with. All right, let's move to another one. This comes to us from Edgar, who says, Kate, the stuff with Senator Paul that happened in Nashville is ridiculous. Rand Paul has talked about the TSA for a long time. Wonder if it was on purpose, not on Paul's part, but on the airport's part. What dummies. Didn't they realize? Why didn't they just send him back through the scanner, especially if they've done it before? It's just stupid. I don't understand the TSA. The TSA is a total waste of time. What do you think? I talked about it. I think I would change. I don't think. I know if I were in charge of Homeland Security, we wouldn't have a TSA. I would come up with a different way to do my best to protect the airports, and it wouldn't be in this fashion. In fact, it would be the opposite, and people probably wouldn't like it because there would have to be more money that would go into it, but it would be about the people that are on the front lines. It would be about having the ears, the eyes, and the smarts of those who look at human behavior and have done it for a long time so they could spot certain things. I think that would be much more effective than some of the personnel and some of the ways we do things at the TSA checkpoints right now in this country.
We got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rules all at the same time.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone is now dumber for having listened to it.
He could take the endorsement and shove it.